Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 148, season 6. Today's date is July 16th, 2022, and thank you for joining me today. I have an interesting show coming up. I will talk about Bob Collins. He worked at WGN Radio for many years and until his untimely death. I will talk about my memories of listening to him and about this tragic accident that took his life. Also, I will talk about the Steinberg Baum discount stores. They were a chain of discount stores in the Chicagoland area. I talk about a little bit of the history. There's not much about it, but and its downfall. So it's a very interesting topic for this particular store. But right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Legs Pantyhose, like L apostrophe eggs. And here's a commercial from 1976 with that famous jingle. So most people probably remember it or they know what I'm talking about. But when you tune in to listen, you will. Okay, so here we go. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, it's going!
I was trying to paper the ceiling when my roommate said...
The wallpaper's sagging, but not as bad as your pantyhose.
She laughed it off, but I felt like climbing the wall.
Now I wear Legs. Legs have memory yarn. It stretches out and stretches back to fit beautifully.
She's got legs. Our legs fit your legs. They hug you, they hold you. They never let you go.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Legs Pantyhose. Let me give you a brief history of this product. It was introduced in 1969 by the Hanes Company. And, you know, they made underwear. And that changed the hosiery business forever, in a way. And the product was shaped like an egg, and the pantyhose were inside, and it became very popular, and for most women, because a lot of women started to go into the workplace. They have been for a while, but then it intensified, and more women, dressed up to go to work, you know, wearing dresses and high heels. These days it's more casual, so you don't see women wearing pantyhose. Very rare. And I remember two classic scenes from TV shows about legs. And one was Fred's was on Sanford's Son with Fred Sanford, and he was talking to his son Lamont, and he's dancing. He goes, "Our legs is your legs. They hug you and you hold you. They never let you go." I love what he did. It was hilarious. So that was a reference to that product, and I don't remember which episode it was or the reason why he sang it. So it's that stuck in my mind, and the other TV show was One Day at a Time to star Bonnie Franklin. And there was one episode, she came home from work, she had a bad day, everything went wrong. And the last thing she said, at the top of all that, "I went to the store and I came home with an empty egg," which meant somebody stole the pantyhose from the legs, container. And, you know, I just sang the jingle, which became very famous. It's still being made, but the egg is gone. It's they changed it for environmental reasons. And do you remember when you go to the store, usually a drugstore, you have the display, and it's like a tall egg, like elongated, like oblong. I think the word is oblong. And all the pantyhose were in stock inside the egg, and it said legs on top. I remember that. I remember that when I went to a drugstore in the 70s, when I was in high school. I think so. Probably a Crestline pharmacy that was on 79th Street. I think there was a legs display. But I know there was one where it was in Evergreen Park. I went to see my doctor, you know, every month. And the drugstore did have them displayed, the legs. So, you know, I wonder if you could find it on eBay, you know, the original displays of those. They dismantle all of those and they're gone. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said that I was going to talk about Bob Collins from WGN Radio and also the Steinberg Bomb discount stores. And if you're tuning in, please subscribe to the show. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify. I also have my YouTube channel, Vanish Collins Stories. You can check out. If you go on YouTube, you can do a search. You will find it. And please subscribe there. Okay. And it's also on my blog, vanishchicagoland.blog. Okay. First off, we're going to talk about Steinberg Bomb Discount Store. Now, I don't know much about history of this place. I don't know where it started, or I know when it approximately it started. It started around like the late 50s. It was mostly in the Chicagoland area. There's some information on the internet that I think it started in Springfield, Illinois. I could be wrong, but maybe it did. I don't know, because there's some references to that. And so it opened in the late 50s, and it was the owners were Louis Steinberg and Frank Baum. Not L. Frank Baum, who created the Wizard of Oz. It's not him. And they were very prominent in the 60s and early 70s. I tried to find the locations in the Chicago area, and I did find the store locations. So I'm going to read off right now. So if you remember, okay, here we go. There was a Steinberg Bomb in Howie, Illinois. I don't know where Howie is, but probably downstate, I would imagine. There was one in Niles, 7557 West Oakton. There was one in the Chicago area at 4195 South Archer Avenue. I believe that's the Brighton Park neighborhood. Yeah. Next up, it was in Elmwood Park at 7216 West Grand Avenue. Also in 3225 Kirchhoff in Rolling Meadows, Illinois, probably near where I used to work. Also, people from the South Side remember there were two locations on the South Side. One was at 2233 West 79th Street. That was east of Western Avenue, around Oakley Avenue. Also 3056 North Halsted in, I think, yeah, it's Lakeview area. That was in Chicago. Also, 3319 North Cicero. That's about Belmont in Chicago. Also, 3843 West 63rd Street. That was east of Pulaski, South Pulaski. It was there. And let's see. I think that's the last one. Yeah, no, there's two more. The other one was in Joliet, 101 North Reed. And the last one was in Hammond, Indiana, 5550 Saul Street. So over the years on Facebook, I've noticed I posted catalogs and pictures of the store, you know, advertisements, you know, most of the catalogs were toys. And they were supplements found in the Chicago Tribune, maybe the Sun-Times, yeah, probably. But mostly in the Chicago Tribune. I remember seeing this when I was a kid. I never went to this store, but I remember the ads for that. And they had a great selection of toys, you know, like Ideal Toys, remember that? Or Milton Bradley game board games. They had those. And they sold other, but it was a discount store. It was like, it's Walmart of the day. And there were a lot of them in the 60s. There were like Shopper's World. There was, I can't think of a couple more. There was Zare, Tops. Anyone remember that? You know, it was that kind of store. Now, this gets interesting when I'm going to talk about. Around in the early 70s, like about 1971, the owners were embezzled money from a bank, and it was a conspiracy. So they got caught, and I think Louis Steinberg, I believe it's him, fled to Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe. That's what it is, but it was Rhodesia at the time. And I don't know if he faced trial. I don't know the whole story of this. So he probably did. And I think they were sentenced to prison, both of them. And then eventually the stores closed. So that was the end of that. And so that's kind of embarrassing. You know, to do something like that. I guess they got greedy. You know, you have that greed inside you and you can't help yourself. So that's probably what happened. And most people remember that because it made headlines in the newspapers and probably on the news and television. You know, so there's another Chicagoland business that vanished and should have stuck around. They tried to according to some sources, they tried to reopen them, and they did for a while, but they were bought up from another company, and that was that. And it just became extinct. that was it. Okay. So that's what I know much about Steinberg and Baum discount story. So if you want to comment on after I publish this episode, please do. You know, if you know more information or try to correct me, I don't mind. That's okay. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about Bob Collins. And he was a morning DJ from WGN, 720 AM in Chicago. When you think of him, you know, he was wonderful. He was a very... larger than life, you know, and my memories of him was that when I worked in, like in the late 80s and the 90s and, you know, the 2000s, not 2000, he died in 2000, excuse me, no, but mostly the late 80s and the 90s, when I went to go to work and I commuted far, sometimes I turn on WGN to listen to traffic report. And, you know, because sometimes I'm stuck and I'm late on the expressways. And I did hear Bob Collins, you know, and he seemed like a wonderful man. You felt like you were in his home. You know, he made you feel comfortable. And he was just a down-to-earth guy, you know, and he wasn't loud or anything or showy, you know. He was just him. And that's what people find him. So lovable. They liked him a lot. So I'll give you a little history of him. But first, I'm going to play a commercial of Bob Collins for WGN 720, WGN Radio, excuse me, 720 AM. And this is from 1978. So just sit back and tune in and enjoy. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, Chicago, how do you feel about Bob Collins on WGN Radio?
For Bob Collins in Ippolika, Los Anthropos.
Bob Collins?
I appreciate that.
Yes, einer von uns.
Roberto Collins mit sorpresa todo el tiempo.
Bob Collins, on naprawdę zawsze potrafi rozbawić mnie.
Bob Collins, il mi fa pensare mio cugino Antonio.
Bob Collins? He keeps me company.
Call Bob Collins and see why the talk of the block is the talk of the town. WGN Radio, 720.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Bob Collins, WGN AM 720. This clip is courtesy from the Museum of Classic Chicago Television. That's fuzzy.tv, headed by Rick Klein. Thank you for letting me, using the clip. You know, and of course, I give you credit for that. Thank you again. If you listen to the commercial, each person was speaking a foreign language. The first person, a woman, was speaking in Greek, and I understood what she said. And what she said was, I'm going to say it in Greek, so my Greek viewers will understand, not viewers, listeners. I'm not on television. Get used to that, you know, watching TV, but it's listeners. And he said, O Bob Collins in the Polika Los Anthropos. You know, most of the time my Greek is impeccable. Other times, blech, terrible. So he said he's a very good man. That's what she said. And there were other people said in different languages. So I remember this commercial distinctly, and they played it on TV in the late 70s. And so, you know, my mother, when she first watched it, she goes, oh, she's talking Greek. She's telling me in Greek like that. So, so every time she hears something like that, or other Greek people do, they go crazy like that. So, okay. So right now I'm going to talk about Bob Collins' biography. And so here we go. Okay. So he was born, that wasn't his real name. It's not Bob Collins. His real name was Harold Wallace Lee. And I believe this is a little, what's the word for it? A little contradiction. He's from Lakeland, Florida, but someone told me he was born in Tennessee and then he moved there. So it could be either. And he became, he legally changed his name to Bob Collins when he began his radio in this 1960s. And he attended University of Florida. And he worked at a radio station in Gainesville, Florida, which the university is located. And then he earned a degree in journalism from Florida Southern College. Then he worked around in Tampa, you know, in radio station in Tampa. So he worked around in Florida for a while. Then he moved to Knoxville, Tennessee. Then he went to Milwaukee, worked at two radio stations. And in 1974, he joined WGM AM radio. Yeah. Then when Wally Phillips retired, in July 1986, Bob Collins took over his time slot. Excuse me, and he was there until the day he died. And he was there, and the ratings went through the roof. Excuse me. So he became very popular. The ratings were very healthy, and people tuned in every morning to listen. He was like a friend of the family. And he was known as Uncle Bobby. It was so funny. And he flew a plane. He rode a motorcycle, and he was a big Chicago Cubs fan. Sorry, White Sox fan. That's the way it is. So he was well liked by his colleagues, viewers, like that. Then, in February 8th of 2000, and he was flying in a plane, and they collided with another plane when they were approaching to the runway, and this happened at the Waukegan Airport in Waukegan, Illinois. The student pilot was a woman. Her name was Sharon Hawk, and she was directly below him. But they didn't know each other's presence until they collided. And then Bob Collins tried to steer his plane to go, you know, for a safe landing, but it crashed and it burned on top of a nearby hospital, and it killed him and a passenger. and they were injured, and there were five people injured on the ground. And the student pilot also crashed about a few blocks away, and she died as well. So that was a horrific day, a terrible accident. And they tried to contact the control tower, but they couldn't. So until it was too late. So that was that. So that was awful. And I remember when they announced his death, the radio, of course, and on television. Oh, that was bad. That was really bad. So later on, WGN had a memorial radio show. And it was recorded on a CD. You know, remember CDs on a compact disc, and then it was sold to his favorite charities. And the charities were the WGN Radio Neediest Kids Fund and the Salvation Army. So that was very sad. So I'll be back in one moment. Thank you. Okay, everyone, I'm back. I'm sorry I had to cut off. I had a cough, so I had something in my throat. I didn't want to cough and scare people on the microphone. So what I was talking about before, it's Bob Collins. So it's very sad what happened to him. And when you think of WGN Radio, you think of two people, Wally Phillips and Bob Collins. I did a podcast episode of Wally Phillips a while back. You can care to listen if you like. And now I'm doing Bob Collins. So someone suggested to me, why don't you do a show about him? And I said, oh, I will. And that happened about months ago. So I figured, I'll do one now. You know, I still get requests, suggestions, you know, for topics for me to discuss. I get a lot of them. I really do. So I'll do what I can. I'm just one person. So that's it. So that'll be all for the show for today. Discuss the Steinberg Baum discount store. Also, Bob Collins on WGN Radio. Like I said on the beginning of the show, you can subscribe to my podcast, Vanishing Goblin Stories, on any podcast that's available, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. Also, you can listen on my YouTube channel, Dan Chicago on Stories. You can subscribe there. I also do another podcast, TV Oblivion. I started it about a month ago. I will do an episode of that. That's episode 10 tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, to be exact. And that should be a fun show. And let's see. So you can subscribe to that one where it was available. It also has a YouTube channel, TV Oblivion. Okay. So this is Pico Stanish, your host of Vanish Chicago and Stories. Thank you for joining me today. I had fun talking to you. Everyone have a great day. And I will do another episode probably next week. Episode 150 is, episode 150 is coming up. I will do something special for that. You know, so that's like an anniversary, not an anniversary, but a special episode. So just tune in, you know, and just wait. You could do the other either way. Okay. So this is Vanishing Goblin Stories, the podcast. Thank you again for joining me. Bye-bye now for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye. Take care, everyone. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.